Hello, the Secretary of Agriculture. Dictating an industry report on Iglis, Carilla Urdaneta, date of birth 9/9/1962, date of procedure May 2024, physician's doctor of Agriculture, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Derek Velasquez Lucina. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy and cold snare polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies. Indication is personal history of colon polyps. Description is informed consent is obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing a lesion such as malignancy or explains the patient. The patient is brought in last week, so we place in the lateral position. Today is for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care. Well located lymphocytic gas scope is introduced into the esophagus, advancing the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, and retroflex view is obtained of the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular 34 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, the esophagus appeared patent. Next line, there was gastric erythema. Common biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology separately. Enter without H. pylori. Next line. There were 8 gastric body polyps ranging in size from diminutive to seven millimeters. Comma, these were removed with the combination of cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy. Period, 3 were removed with cold snare polypectomy and 5 were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an antrum nodule that was approximately 10 millimeters in size. Common biopsies were obtained bite and bite for further evaluation and histology. This was along the greater curvature. Next line. There were 2 white plaques that were diminutive in size in the gastric body. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out mucosal calcinosis. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. Plain follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend delete that. Pending path will decide on interval for the next EGD. Next line. Follow up and office is previously scheduled. Thank you.